more gorgeous stuff there from Nick Abbey and his quintet. Gorgeous stuff. Well recorded. I think that turned out well.
Thanks, Chris. It was definitely a bit of a guerrilla recording there, just for some documentation. But yeah, it's come up okay.
Okay. Now, what other projects you got brewing away? We were talking a bit off air about some of the other things you've got happening.
Yeah, so we've got a few creative things going on at the moment. At the moment, we've seemed to have a bit of a kind of stable of a rhythm section, at least, that are common to a couple of projects. So we've got this quintet that's happening. You mentioned Trisk earlier, which is sort of our hip-hop incarnation of the trio that I work with. Our pianist, Chris Foster, has written a really beautiful new album of music called In Motion, which has just gone to mixing. He's looking forward to launching that. I think it's going to be in late October this year. And cool. It's beautiful music. You know, Chris just writes so melodically and such interesting, diverse range of compositions. That's certainly one that's special to the three of us and that we're looking forward to getting out there and to playing. We're also working a lot with Dan Sussinger's quartet at the moment, which also features Jeremy and Chris as well. And he's written some interesting music that's kind of short form and is really about the interplay between the four of us. So I've really enjoyed that project, which sort of launched, I think it was about mid-June. We've done a few shows with that so far. And then one that we've been really, really enjoying in the last couple of months is the return of The Fix, which is this band that had a long history of playing at the Moon Cafe. They did Thursdays there for about 16 years, I think it was, all up. I jumped on board about 6 or 7 years into it and did a big stint. And we sort of went right up to the pandemic and then obviously no more after that. But we've recently started doing Friday late once a month at the Ellington Jazz Club. And it's a great evening because we kind of get people up to play and have a great musicians hang and all that sort of stuff. So that's a project that we've been really enjoying in the last few months. Yeah.
Now, great way to explore new musicians and improvise together.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're also got to head off quite shortly because you've got a gig this afternoon. So what's that all about?
That's right. So it's been busy time at the moment, but ducking off this afternoon out to Scarborough, playing with fantastic vocalist Libby Hammer and with Chris Foster on keyboards as well. And we're playing at the Scarborough... what's it called? There's so many bars in Scarborough. Scarborough Hotel, is it? Scarborough Beach Hotel.
Scarborough Beach Hotel.
Yep, so that's from 3 p.m. till 5:30 p.m. and that's part of the Jazz by the Beach Festival, which is a great initiative that's popped up over the last couple of years. So looking forward to getting down there and playing for that.
There are other events happening for that this afternoon?
Yeah, heaps of stuff on. There's a great one that I wish I could see, which is a bass and vocals duo with Carrie Pereira and Joe Southwell. So I think that's on at the same time as us. So if you're a watcher, you might be able to catch a bit of each, but I would have really liked to have seen that. That would have been cool. But yeah, there's been heaps of bands there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So maybe jump on the website for that one and see what else is going on.
Well, it certainly sounds like you have been kept very busy.
Yep, definitely at the moment.
So what else have we... Anything else that you want to give us a warning about that's upcoming?
Oh, well, there's also another long gestating solo double bass project, but that's probably not, that broadly applicable for people's listening tastes. But I'm looking forward to doing that. That's kind of one of those creative projects which you sort of learn heaps from, and looking forward to finding a bit of time to do that. What else have we got coming up? Yeah, I'd say they're the main ones. I guess if you're listening out there and you want to find out a bit more, probably jump on Instagram and follow me on there. It's Nick Abbey Music. And I'm not too shy about coming forward with the shameless self-promotion, so you'll definitely hear about all of the different projects that are happening.
The solo project could be quite interesting. There seem to be a lot of musicians who, during lockdown and, in isolation or whatever, started exploring music just by themselves, and there's some quite interesting things popped up over the last year or two.
Absolutely. And that, to be truthful, was almost one of the things that kind of kept me afloat during that first, when it was very uncertain at the beginning of the 2020 lockdown, and you're kind of thinking, oh, well, how do you get motivated to even play the bass at the moment? It's sort of just a bit weird and you're staying at home and when's the next chance you get to play and all those sorts of things. And it was just fortuitous that there was a bass player called Jorge Roda who released a fantastic solo bass album around that time. And then mm-hmm. Larry Grenadier had released one the year before. And there's some fantastic ones from Dave Holland and Miroslav Vidus and John Patitucci. And mm-hmm. It was kind of like, you know, as a bass player, you're often in the side person role or even in your own music, you know, the bass has a sort of like supportive function. So to kind of push yourself in a different way to play a melodic role and cover all bases, no pun intended, in terms of the music was like a really interesting thing to do. And that year I was nominated for the Friedman Jazz Fellowship. And as part of my proposal, I was working towards a solo album for that. So again, it's one of those things that it moves around the stove a little bit in terms of what's the priority, but I'm very keen to pursue it, you know, potentially over summer this year. So yeah, lots of things to squeeze in. Yep.
No rest for the wicked.
That's right.
No rest for the wicked. Well, thanks, Nick, for coming in. Been a pleasure talking to you and reviewing some of this new music that you've been working on. I hope we hear more from it very soon. And got to let you go off and do your sound check. But we'll go out with a track from your trio album from a couple of years back now, 2019 released. The album was called Phantoms. Let's hear the track Remnant. And thanks again, Nick.
Thanks so much, Chris.
You're listening to Giant Steps.